This is the 2026 VSiN Pro Football Futures Draft, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, well, a little crossover as Mitch Moss, kind enough to hang out. I hustled out of the D. I had that turnaround pick, so I was done early. I said, well, might as well just take advantage of this. Come on down Fremont Street. So we will officially start VSiN Primetime in 15 minutes. But Mitch Moss, Tim Murray, recapping the Pro Football Futures Draft. How did you feel, Mitch? You happy? Did you? What was your happy? What was your favorite pick? What was the pick that you're like, ah, curse that?
Well, I had Keyshawn Johnson. Like, it's always like you go with division winners first, because here's the way I looked at it. Right, is that today we had 13 people picking. We are forced by the rules to take two division winners each. That means that 26 teams are going to get selected. That means that we're automatically going to have 18 losers. So it's like, okay, I should probably pluck those first. And then do I go win total overs or unders? The unders really got me, because I had a bunch of teams circled for win total unders, but they were plucked like right before me. It's like one of those fantasy drafts where it's like every round I got this guy circled that, and then they just kept going one or two before me.
I think I had nine unders listed and only three overs. So I was scrambling a little bit for my final over.
Yeah. Side note, nobody's going to get this reference, but for people who watch that entire show or listen for the entire 2 hours and you've seen Saving Private Ryan before, like Super Dave Ross, great dude, served the country, mad respect for that. He was Oppum from Saving Private Ryan. Oppum is the character my friends and I used to call each other when we would make fun of one another. Dave, can you pay attention for 10 seconds, for Christ's sake?
My man shows up in a t-shirt.
Good God.
It looks like he just rolled out of bed. I get that you did the morning show, Dave. We ask you to do one afternoon hit, okay? Yep. It's okay. You know, we can gussy up. You put on his jacket at the end, though. Much appreciated. And it's always fun. Second year we've been doing this. And no, the added challenge of three new people. Last year it was just 10 of us, right? We can poke fun at John Hansen at the end there, but you really were out of options for division winners. You know, when I had the turnaround in the sixth round, and thankfully, I will say the one rule that I really did like is that it reset in the sixth round. So I did have a little bit of advantage as I technically had the first pick of the remaining there. So that's where I was I got to take another division winner here.
You got me really good early, because that was one of the teams I was going to take right away with the win total, I believe, because you took the Cowboys over 9.5 even money, right?
I did.
That was the one that I had circled for an over as well, and you took them, I think, second round?
Third round, I took the Cowboys even money, and then I took the Panthers under 7.5 at -136.
Okay, so, and actually, this is not a pick that I really had circled overall, but again, going back to the division winner thing, in this kind of a draft, I cannot believe the Eagles were available that late. Mm-hmm. And so were the Chiefs right before. Humans sniped the Chiefs right before me, but why... This is different than anything else because it's a draft and you can only take one team. But really, the Chiefs and the Eagles were still around. I was pretty proud of taking the Eagles there, and I was envious of Matt taking the Chiefs one before me.
Yeah, and I was looking at the he ended up taking the Chiefs over. I took the Chiefs over. But it was always fun to do something a little bit different.
Sure.
I know a lot of people around are about to embark on fantasy drafts. It's fantasy football weekend here in Vegas. So tons of fantasy folks. Just saw my buddy Brad Evans in town. So, a lot of different folks are going to be stopping by. So taking a look at the first pick by the defending champion, Patrick Maher. I was a little surprised because Patrick won this thing by hitting the long shot, right? He had a 13-1 ticket in this contest last year with Jonathan Taylor to lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns. That was the difference there. He goes with Texans over 9.5 as his first pick. And then Stormy went with Dak Prescott, passing yards leader. So assess those first two picks.
Well, so when he was when Patrick Maher started and he brought up the Houston Texans, I thought for sure he was going to go division winner.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because you have to have two of them. And they're +110 rather than going over 9.5, and it was like -154. This is based on a $100 bet. So you're betting $100 at -154 as opposed to grabbing +110 with a $100 bet. So I thought he was going to go that way. And I guess this is a lesson for next year, is because Stormy taking that pick right away Gill also came back with Caleb Williams' first pick to lead in passing yards. The stat, and Dustin noticed this astutely, by the way, as he was hosting the show, the stat leader bombs were coming fast and furious in that first round.
I was thinking about before I was notified of the rule where you had to take each of the five, one through five.
Right.
I was thinking about doing double bomb right out of the chute. I ended up taking Nico Collins to lead it in wide receiver and receiving yards. That was my first pick with the 13th pick, and then on the flip did the Bengals to win the AFC North. So your first pick was a player prop. You went with DeJuan Stribling over 574 and a half receiving yards. You know, we talked about this a couple days ago on the show. You mentioned it at the end of Follow the Money. I mentioned it at the beginning of VSiN Primetime, and then I got a text from a buddy who was in town. The DeJuan Stribling Rookie of the Year prop that you had talked about, and I bet myself at 30-1 was down to 10-1.
Crazy.
At one shop.
How fast that
I mean, it was less than 10 minutes, so you seemingly very high on Stribling.
Well, for sure, and some of those, not every book is going to offer alternate markets for these receivers. DraftKings is. I'm going to have to check around to see how many other books might be offering that, because honestly, I wanted the alt at 750 yards plus 290. That's going to be worth a drive to Arizona to me to make that bet. He's also 6-1 to have 1,000 yards. Now, maybe he gets hurt like every other 49er in the last 5 years, but if he doesn't, right, if Purdy stays upright, he'll throw with Kyle Shanahan calling the plays and as the guy in charge there. Purdy's awesome. They love to throw the ball around. They're going to be without other weapons. So I'm going to try to find a way to ladder him absolutely as soon as I can.
So of your first handful of picks, so Mitch, you went with Stribling over receiving yards. That was your player prop in the first five. Saints to win the NFC South plus 270. Is this a bet that you've personally made?
It is.
Is this a bet that you just bet from a value standpoint based off of how we have to play this contest? It was worth taking at number two in the second round.
I'm looking now. It has not been a good week for Saints backers here in the offseason. Sure. They've had multiple injuries. But I do, like, in that division, I basically don't like any other team, and their schedule is, on paper, the second easiest entering the season. I like Kellen Moore leading the way. I think Tyler Shuck, the way he finished the season last year, the Tyson thing sucks, but Olave is awesome if he stays healthy the whole year. Jawan Johnson, I did not know this. Charchian told us this the other day. Jawan Johnson had the third most receiving yards for a tight end last year. Third, 900. Yeah. The defense was wildly underrated, so that is a bet that I have in pocket from weeks ago. I have them over 7.5 wins, and I have them plus 270-ish to win the division. So, again, that comes down to we have to take two division winners.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that it was going to be right away. I was either going to take the Saints or the Lions, I think, to win the division.
How'd you think the new guy did? Keyshawn Johnson?
Well, Keyshawn... We need more time to let it breathe with Keyshawn.
He was chopping at the bit to get going.
Yeah, and he, like, you can tell that he wants and we want it too, right? The 3 or 4 minutes to analyze picks and breaking stuff down, but it's so rapid fire, he could only have like 30 seconds basically with all the picks.
Yeah, he went with Cortland Sutton over 750 and a half receiving yards. Curious his explanation behind that. So that was his first pick, going with Sutton over a receiving prop.
He did give, this was a pretty nice little nugget during one of the breaks. We're talking about best receivers in football, right? And he, to me, well, he said, it's Ja'Marr Chase, not close. I said, not close. He goes, not close. The reason why is because basically every other receiver is at least somewhat replaceable. Hmm. And he said, when you watch a guy like Justin Jefferson, he will never start like on the outside. He might start. They're going to motion him to the inside. Then he gets lost in the trash. That's exactly what he said. Ja'Marr Chase is a guy that he'll run his route from the outside to the numbers, and the teams will have to specifically try to shut him down. And when he, as a former like outstanding wide receiver such as Keyshawn was, when he watches all these guys on film, he's just like, Chase pops off the screen unlike any other guy in football. So that's been the thing. Joe Burrow said today, it's now or never. I know that they made a Super Bowl before, but it all basically comes down to whether or not Burrow's going to stay healthy. If he does, and then can the defense get to top 20 in the league?
Well, that was the question. That was what I thought. Sam Munson, formerly of PFF, now doing his podcast with Steve Palazzolo. He was on with Primetime a couple weeks ago, and he said, I don't need the Bengals defense to be good. I need the Bengals defense to be average. Yeah. And that's the question, right? And you go out and you make, you know, the acquisition to get Dexter Lawrence. footage from camp looks pretty darn impressive.
Awesome so far. I think there are two teams that are pretty much the same. It's the Bengals and the Cowboys.
Yeah, and those are the two teams that Sam brought up. Can the defense be average?
Right, sure. We're not asking top 10.
Right.
Maybe not even, like, if they can get to 16, 18, top 20 in that range, because, again, fully healthy, it's pretty obvious that the Cowboys and the Bengals are going to have two of, you know, maybe the two best offenses in football, or two of the top five, whatever it is, and they'll score enough points to win, you know, 10, 11, 12 games, but can the defense actually improve a little bit to help them out?
We're going to have all our selections over at VSiN.com. It'll be in Bill 80's email tomorrow as well. The VSiN Pro Football Futures Draft. Last year's champ was Patrick Maher, and hopefully VSiN primetime. We have another good showing. We were second and third last year, but changed up the plan of attack here this year, Mitch. I went with more of the long shots early to see how it all play out. And, Mitch, I'm sure you and Paulie will be breaking it down tomorrow.
You hit one of those long shots, and you're probably going to win it, so...
Yeah, we will see which one of us is going to hit one of those long shots. Anything you're looking for tonight with Houston and the Raiders? A lot of Fernando Mendoza.
I really want to see how he plays, because I'm coming around to the. I know JBT is adamant based on reports that Cousins, but what if Cousins is awful in the first 6 weeks, let's say, and Mendoza really pops tonight and he looks really good and. I just think there's maybe a chance here where Mendoza gets in earlier than we think.
Curious if we set an over-under on week he starts. Look at that schedule. That is a brutal schedule.
Sure.
There's no easy landing spot. Mitch, appreciate you hanging out extra.
You bet it, Ben.
Mitch and Paulie, catch them tomorrow at 4 Eastern for another installment of VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, we can officially start the show. VSiN Primetime here on this Thursday evening alongside Matt Newman's, fresh off of his nice walk down Fremont Street. I am Tim Murray, Matt Newman's. How are we feeling after your 10-round extravaganza there?
Well, it felt like 10 rounds walking down Fremont Street. I saw King Kong. I saw an 80-year-old retired stripper. I could go on and on. It's quite an adventure, Tim, when you walk down Fremont Street. I thought the VSiN NFL Futures Draft was entertaining. It was also chaos at some points, but it's always interesting to see how these things turn out, and I thought overall it was a really good two-hour show. We've got one of the best NFL preseason bettors on the planet on this show tonight on primetime, Chuck Edel. At 5 p.m. Pacific, and we're going to talk about the Raiders-Texans game. That's going to be a big focus of tonight's show. And JVT stole a prop I was going to play right before I was getting ready to take it, right before. I said there's no way anyone's going to take this Fernando Mendoza prop under 2199 passing yards, and JVT took it right before I could get it. I did have that. I got that bet in. You probably remember we talked about this after the draft.
Yep.
I got that bet in on Mendoza under passing yards, I think, at like 2750.
There's a bunch of big movements. You know, JVT ended up taking over Jeremiah Love rushing yards, but that was in the 900s right around the draft, like you mentioned. And now I think it's like 749. So, yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of differing opinions, and some head-to-head battles, especially in the win totals. You didn't have a ton of opportunities out there to pick both sides, but there are a bunch of head-to-head battles. Humans, you have three head-to-head battles with differing hosts here on this upcoming NFL season.
I can tell you for sure that it's not personal because I have no idea who the battles are against.
You have two battles with Patrick Maher. So
is that right?
You are going right at the champ. You've got over 10.5 wins on the Patriots. He has under. You've got under 7.5 wins for the Commanders. He has over.
Okay.
And then you went head-to-head with Stormy. You went under 10.5 wins for the Eagles, and she went over. So three different head-to-head battles for you in those win totals.
Okay, Tim. I'm more concerned just winning a majority of the picks I put out there. Last year I went 6-4 on the futures, had the most wins in this contest, but – Patrick Maher hit a double-digit long shot, and he ended up edging me for the – I believe you finished third, right?
Third, yeah. Yeah,
Patrick first, me second, you third. So hopefully VSIM Primetime can make a nice showing in this contest again this year.
All right, so if you want to see all the plays, if you missed the last 2 hours, if you tuned out, Bill Ady will have it in his email overnight, and I'm sure we'll have it up on VSIN.com as well. Adam Burke last year actually did a fun article during the middle of the season analyzing all of our selections, so we will see where we stand, but a second annual VSIN Futures Draft in the books, and thanks to a couple of the newbies as well. Keyshawn Johnson in studio with the guys as well. Well, Matt, we do have two preseason football games tonight. We got the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Chargers, but first up, we do have the Las Vegas Raiders in Houston, and that is the biggest game of the evening.
The lights are on and the stakes are high. It's the primetime game of the night.
Fernando Mendoza expected to play most of the first half tonight, Matt Eumanns. Mm-hmm. And the Las Vegas Raiders right now at circa a 2-point favorite, 1.5 across the market. If you're looking at the money line here for this game, you're looking at around -135 here at circa. Also, there are some cheaper prices out there. I think FanDuel's a little bit cheaper. Las Vegas going with Fernando Mendoza most of the first half. What's your expectation here, Matt, on Raiders with Fernando being the guy under center?
Well, I put this play up on the VSIM Pro page 2 nights ago. And, Tim, I don't know if our closing line value means anything, but I did bet the Raiders +1.5 2 nights ago. And I thought it was going to be Mendoza first half and Aiden O'Connell second half. And I know Clint Kubiak had not announced it yet at that time, but I also anticipated the Raiders are going to play their first teamers on defense a little bit in tonight's game. I don't know if that's going to be the case. Kubiak's been kind of coy about what he's going to do in terms of strategy, saying he's not sure how many starters you're going to see tonight. But the Houston Texans, we know, are going to play their starters on offense. Looks like probably for a decent part of the first half. Backups on defense, and maybe that could lead to an over tonight. If you're looking to play the first half, I think first half total 20.5 points. Could see a higher scoring game. I really think the Raiders need to focus on Fernando Mendoza, get him a bunch of snaps here against a respectable defense, and see what he can do. So Mendoza for 2 quarters, O'Connell for 2 quarters. I thought the Raiders would be a decent bet. When I watched all the preseason games from week one, the Texans were one of the worst teams of week one. Now, obviously, they did not play a bunch of ones. They played more twos and threes and guys who might not make the roster, but they lost to the Chargers 27-7, and they just didn't have much juice on either side of the ball. And I think the Raiders got to be a little bit more focused on a quality defensive performance tonight after their defense was a disaster last week in the game against the Cardinals.
Our VSIN primetime game of the night, Raiders and Houston Texans. Get game starting just after 8 o'clock Eastern in Houston, getting the ESPN Monday Night Football crew down to broadcast this game. You know, you mentioned the first half total in this contest. You think back to last week, the Raiders started their ones on offense. Kirk Cousins and that offense go right down the field, but there wasn't much defense to be spoken of when it came to the Raiders. You had 35 first-half points, Matt, in that Arizona-Las Vegas game. Is that indicative of what could be happening here tonight? Certainly is possible when you think about what we saw in that first game. Offense looked relatively sharp in the first half for the Las Vegas Raiders, and we will see if that is the case here in this contest as well.
Yeah, the Raiders were so poor defensively last week against the Cardinals. I wouldn't argue if you wanted to bet over the first half total over tonight. Texans trying to get something done with their first string offense. So that was my play. Do we have any other plays on the VSIM Pro page on this game tonight? So I've got Raiders +1.5. Wes Reynolds has the Raiders +1.5. He's also got this game over the total of 38.5. Jensen Lewis went opposite Wes. Ooh. Going head-to-head. Jensen went Raiders-Texans under the total of 38.5. But we got a few plays on the pro page tonight, and we'll see if Raiders +1.5 can get there for me. They failed miserably last week in that game against Arizona.
A little head-to-head battle there as closing line value for Wes on both of his plays. But as we saw, Matt, early on in the preseason, closing line value doesn't really mean a whole lot. Chuck Edel will explain his plays later on in the show, but he does have two plays in this game, Matt. He is on the Raiders money line, and he is on the first half over 20.5. So Chuck Edel will explain his plays coming up top of the next hour. But we have two preseason games tonight, Las Vegas and Houston and San Francisco and the Chargers. Matt, taking a look at the 49ers and Chargers game. Right now, Circa has that lined at a pick between the Chargers and the 49ers. Total 37.5 for 49ers Chargers. That game at SoFi will kick off at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Yeah, we'll get a breakdown from Chuck Edel in this game, too. But it looks like Kyle Shanahan wants to play as starters. Brock Purdy's going to be out there. The problem with the Niners, they've had so many injuries in camp. You don't think that Shanahan's going to keep his starters out there for too long tonight. But that flipped. That line actually opened Chargers 1.5. And now it's Niners 1.5-point favorites. Chargers also have had some issues on the offensive line with injuries. Starting center goes out. That's a big blow to that offensive line. I don't know what Jim Harbaugh is going to try to get accomplished tonight, but I thought the Chargers looked pretty sharp, especially their backup quarterbacks in the game against the Texans last week with Trey Lance and DJ Uiagalelei. Those guys looked pretty good in that battle for the number two quarterback job for the Chargers. So I thought the Chargers were more of a play on here. It looks like they're being faded just a little bit by the betting market in this game.
You know, we mentioned this a bunch throughout the week, Matt, as week one of the preseason wrapped up over the weekend, but week one trends, 11-4-1 ATS for underdogs, 9-6-1 ATS, unders 12-4. And if you chased 3-point line moves, side or total, you went 0-10-1 in that first week of the preseason. So will any of those trends continue? The Raiders, once again, 1.5 or 2-point favorites here tonight.
I was going to say, we got a line move here, and we can call it 3 points, yeah, right? Because the Texans were 1.5-point favorites, and here at Circa, the Raiders are now 2-point favorites. You got a 3.5-point move here, 3-point move at some places. Hopefully it pays off for the Raiders. It did not last week, but hopefully it does tonight.
Yeah, maybe we will see a flip of things to come. We do have a couple baseball games. Garrett Cole is supposed to start tonight. Is that game in a rain delay?
I believe it is.
No, actually,
Yankees are underway.
All right, we are underway. So Garrett Cole getting the start against the Baltimore Orioles. That game just underway. Washington and Texas later on this evening, 8:00 Eastern. I know people are clamoring at the opportunity to see the Washington Nationals take on the Texas Rangers, Matt.
No, but I am looking forward to seeing Fernando Mendoza in action for the Raiders tonight, and that's what we're going to get here in about, 40 minutes?
40 minutes away from the start of week two of the NFL preseason, Raiders and Texans. This is VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Yeah, let's do it.
Alongside Matt Eumanns, I'm Tim Murray. Matt, Yankees update. That homer was from yesterday. Scoreless between the Orioles and the New York Yankees. Garrett Cole on the hill, bottom of the second inning. Not a lot of baseball tonight. We got two NFL games, our game of the night. One we'll be keeping our close eye on, Raiders and the Houston Texans. Let me ask you this question, Matt, regarding the Raiders and Fernando Mendoza. I know you wanted to play under Mendoza's player prop in the VSiN draft we just made. JVT, our former co-host together on many a shows over the years, snaked that one for you.
You stole one of my picks, too.
I did.
Yeah.
When do you think we see Fernando Mendoza, barring injury? You know, injury obviously is the ultimate caveat to this question, but if Kirk Cousins remains healthy, looking at the schedule,
There's really no easy spot here for
the Raiders.
So I think it's if the Raiders get off to like a 2-5 start or a very poor start, at some point in October, there's going to be a lot of pressure to put Mendoza in at quarterback. So I would guess, I think at some point late October, early November, Fernando Mendoza takes over as a starting quarterback, unless Kirk Cousins suffers an injury. And look, Cousins is old. He could injure himself getting out of a chair. So,
Fighting Max Crosby.
That's true, too. So I think there's a decent chance that you're going to see Mendoza, forced into the starting role at some point because Cousins goes down to injury. Otherwise, I would say late October, early November is probably when you're going to see Mendoza. That's why I did bet him under his passing yards prop for the season. I thought that was a good pick by JVT in the contest. He took it right before I could get it. But the only thing that would screw you on that bet would be if Cousins goes down in September to an injury, and then it's Mendoza time.
Yeah, you look at the schedule right now, Matt, and we talked about it. There's no easy landing spot. I've got tickets to the Week 6 Raiders-Bills game.
Oh, boy.
Is he going?
How'd you get those tickets? Those are the highest priced tickets of the Raiders season.
There was a lot of money spent on those tickets. Let's just say that. But Week 6, Matt, who will be the starting quarterback for the Raiders? Will it be Kirk? Will there be chance of We Want Fernando in the Allegiant Stadium? Or will they be drowned out by all the Bills fans that'll be here? Because it's going to be like 80% Bills fans.
It's going to be mostly Bills fans. That's why the ticket prices are so high, by the way.
Yeah.
I would say that Mendoza got about a 50-50 chance to be the starter by then at Week 6. It's just, when you look at the schedule, Kirk Cousins has got to beat the Dolphins in Week 1 or he's in big trouble. He's in jeopardy of losing that job sooner rather than later. Raiders also play in L.A. against the Chargers, at New Orleans, home against the Chiefs, in Foxborough against the Patriots. Unbelievable that the Raiders actually beat the Patriots in Foxborough a year ago, but it's not going to happen 2 years in a row. I would say, Tim, if you look at that schedule right there, very good chance Raiders are going to be 1-4 going into that Bills game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know a lot of people are going to say Mendoza should be starting right now. But I don't agree with that. And even if I did agree with that, that's not the way the franchise is thinking. John Spytek, the GM, Glenn Kubiak, the coach, and Tom Brady, whatever role he's playing when he's not on his yacht in the Mediterranean right now, working hard to improve the Raiders roster.
Mentally preparing for a season on Fox.
Those guys are really determined to make Mendoza watch as long as possible before he gets in there. So you can argue that he should be in there now, but the front office of the Raiders disagrees, and they want to wait this out. They want Mendoza to learn on the sideline, and I think that learning process, you know, it's going to be at least a month and a half. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and the Raiders, unfortunately for them, their bye comes in Week 13. And that's why when you talk about Rookie of the Year market, it's kind of a fascinating market this year because Fernando Mendoza, if he's starting Week 1, yeah, he's going to be a massive favorite, but not the case. It's kind of a guessing game on when that is going to ultimately
maybe
happen.
Maybe the perfect time to put Mendoza in is Week 8 when the Raiders play the Jets.
Start him on the road, though?
Well, the Jets haven't intercepted a pass in 2 years.
You roll him out there? He's the face of the franchise and his first game is on the road?
Yeah, but it's the Aaron Glenn defense. I mean, come on. I don't think that's a bad idea.
You start in Week 6, the Bills' defense is gettable, but then Week 7's waiting, and Myles Garrett and Aaron Donald are waiting,
that's
too.
That's not the game where you want to put Mendoza in. That might actually
Here you go, buddy.
You know what? That might be the game where Cousins gets knocked out.
Look at the home games here for the Raiders. If the Dolphins game, if the Dolphins and Bills were flipped, you'd say Dolphins, Week 6. But it is not, and you and I and everybody who covers the team are in full belief that Kirk Cousins is starting the season and will be the starter for a decent amount of that season. Matt, you mentioned that Week 1 game, and you brought it up earlier this week. How many people in Circa Survivor will be looking to take the Raiders in Week 1? How about the news last night? Already over 10,000 entries into Circa Survivor, so we are halfway home to the $20 million guarantee. Your prediction is $22.50. Mm-hmm. I said a little higher than that. I went Price is Right. I said $23,000 as my selection. Would you like to amend it? Do you think we get to $24,000, $25,000?
Well, I'm very confident it's going to get to $22,000. So I'm just going to stick with that for now. It's ahead of pace, and that's not surprising to me with all the money in the pot. Just think about the flurry of action. I feel kind of bad for some of the ticket writers and, the men and women working behind the book back here at Circa. It's chaos right now, Tim, with all the contest entries they have to fill out on a daily basis. But they are staying busy, no doubt about that. I'm confident Survivor's going to top 22,000.
Got the fantasy football weekend starting tonight. You've got sign-up weekend next weekend, and then Labor Day weekend. There's going to be so much activity in this sports book over the next 3 weeks. So it's going to be a very busy time for all the proxies as well. Hey, Matt, did you know that we'll We're heading out to Hawaii. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Well, hopefully we're there and the hurricane is not there. Yeah, the tropical storm.
We'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But hey, week zero of college football almost here. And with the NFL regular season right behind it, now's the time to get your edge with VSiN Pro. Join VSiN Pro today and get instant access to both our college football and NFL betting guides packed with team previews, power ratings, proven betting systems, and best bets from VSiN's top analysts. And that's just a start. You'll also get daily best bets, real-time betting splits, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Start today, just $9.99, or get 50% off with an annual subscription, vsin.com/subscribe. We're about a half hour away from the start of Raiders and Texans. Chuck Edel will help handicap this game for us. He's got a couple of best bets. He'll join us at the top of the hour. But Matt, I wanted to play a little bit of sound before we hit a break here. One of my selections just moments ago in the futures draft was the Cincinnati Bengals to win the AFC North. Let's hear from their starting quarterback, Joe Burrow. Is it a make-or-break season for Jolton Joe in Cincinnati?
I'm trying to put it out. I'm trying to put it out into the world. I'm trying to manifest it. I'm trying to show our guys the urgency that I have and that I want us to have as an organization to go and make it happen. You can keep pushing it down the road, or you can talk about it now and say this is the year. And you know, I'm tired of saying next year, next year, next year. This is it. You're. Life is too short to keep pushing things down the road, and I'm trying to instill some urgency and some intensity in everybody to go and be great every day and try to go make it happen.
They made the big trade this offseason, Matt. They go out to get Dexter Lawrence from the Giants, made a couple of other free agent acquisitions on the defense. Offensively, we know what they've got, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. What do you expect this year from the Cincinnati Bengals? Is it all the caveat of, well, can they stay healthy?
Well, last year in the VSiN NFL Futures Draft, I had Joe Burrow to lead the league. That was one of the losses I had. Lead the league in, I believe, TD passes. And he went down early in the season, and that one was lost. I decided not to go the Burrow route this year. Tim, I did about, 2 months ago. I bet the Bengals to win this division at 2-1, plus 200. Mm-hmm. Prices come down a little bit. It's like plus 185 now. I knew the Bengals were going to be popular with a lot of bettors out there. Not surprising. They have not made the playoffs the last few years. And I think what Joe Burrow was trying to say there is, I'm trying to speak this into existence, right? And that's what I thought. It was kind of philosophical when he said life is too short to keep kicking things down the road. The Bengals got to do it now or never. That's kind of what I feel about this team. You're not going to find much more offensive talent anywhere in the NFL than what the Bengals are going to put on the field weekly. Can their defense be middle of the pack? If Cincinnati can be 15th, 16th, top 20 in defense, they're going to have a chance to win a lot of games. And I do believe that division is up for grabs. I don't think the Ravens are as strong as they've been in the past. And I think the Steelers are an intriguing longer shot. The more I watch them, the more I watch that preseason game last week, Steelers have more talent than people think. So that's a three-horse race, not a two-horse race. The Browns are not in the race, but the Bengals are, and Joe Burrow should have a big season. Instead of taking Burrow in this draft, I took Dak Prescott to have the most TD passes, a plus 850. I think Dak and Burrow are going to be right up there at the top in passing yards, passing TDs.
Raiders and Texans are game of the night. We'll kick off a little bit after 8 o'clock Eastern. Chuck Edel will handicap that game for us. A couple of best bets from Chuck as well coming up top of the hour. On the other side, though, Matt, we'll update the lone baseball game going on right now. And, you know, it's never too early to talk a little college football. Let's do that as well.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Alongside Matt Humans, I'm Tim Murray. Game of the night taking place in Houston, Texas. The Texans and the Las Vegas Raiders. Latest look at the betting market, Matt. And we are seeing, let's see if that board is wrong, because Circa still sits at 2. Maybe our board just had a little bit of a malfunction, because it did show one national shop flashing a 3.5. I do not think that is correct. And sometimes you got to double check the source in these situations. And yes, it is not accurate. So sometimes double check if there seems to be something a bit off. We'll break this game down with Chuck Edel coming up top of the hour. If you want his plays right now, first half over 20.5, and he likes the Raiders full game at a pick'em right now. Those are his two plays. And best money line price right now on the Las Vegas Raiders looks like it is around $1.35, $1.30 at a couple of shops out there.
Chuck and Wes Reynolds and I got the best of it there, at least in terms of the number. Chuck laid 110 on the money line with the Raiders. Wes and I got the Raiders plus 1.5. They are now 2-point favorites here at Circa Sportsbook, but who knows if that'll matter. Last week, the line moves did not pay off at all. If you faded the line moves, you had a great week. Hopefully, it goes a little bit differently here in week two. But we're going to see Fernando Mendoza extensively, probably throughout the first half in this game. By the way, big Randy McKay out of North Dakota, professional gambler, not just a sports bettor, he's a professional gambler. Big Randy's got a teaser in action tonight that might interest some people. If you want to be with a true sharp, Big Randy has got Texans plus 8 and Chargers plus 7.5 on a two-leg teaser tonight, which sounds like a pretty good idea. Actually, Texans plus 8, Chargers plus 7.5 on the Randy McKay's teaser tonight.
Looking at two low totals and two spots up through 3 and 7. Yep. So two underdogs, Texans plus 8, Chargers plus 7.5. Intriguing teaser there from our guy up in, is he in North Dakota right now?
He's still in North Dakota. He's about ready to jump in his station wagon and head down to Nevada. He's got a home in Bullhead City across the river from Laughlin. And he'll be, I think he's going to be in Vegas. His arrival date is August 31st from what I hear.
We'll need to get his preview on North Dakota State. I'm not bullish on the Bison.
I'm going to bet he is.
Yeah. You think he's on? He's excited about the...
He's a bigger fan of North Dakota State than you are of Notre Dame.
Ooh, that's saying something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. North Dakota State, by the way, which leads us right into week zero. See how that transition? That was beautiful. They play Jacksonville State in week zero, Matt. We saw some under money hitting the market in that game. It'll take place up at the Fargo Dome. Jacksonville State right now opened up in double digits as a dog. Right now, anywhere from 6.5 to a 7-point underdog. Matt, how about this as a newsworthy story? So TCU in North Carolina, we've talked about it a bunch here on this show. It is going to be a very popular play to lay the chalk with TCU. North Carolina's a disaster with everything that's been going on this offseason, and you look at last season as well. Market now sits at 7.5, total 47.5. TCU transfer safety Jacob Fields. He was a transfer from Louisiana Tech, first-team all-conference player. Projected starter, he has been dismissed from the team. Well, why is that?
I'm going to guess he got in a fight.
Yeah. Who'd he get in a fight with, Matt?
Probably a starting wide receiver.
Yeah, that is correct. That starting wide receiver reportedly still in the hospital, not expected to play week zero against North Carolina over in Ireland. So you're talking about a wide receiver who was unproven but projected to be a starter, and the projected starting safety have not seen a line move. Wouldn't expect to see a line move. But, Matt, does this change your perception at all of this game, knowing, well, you know, we spent all offseason saying UNC's a disaster, and then TCU, maybe it's a one-off, but you've got a fight that took place in which one player is in the hospital and the other is kicked off the team.
Yeah, not only is this a distraction, but it's also a subtraction because you got two key players who were going to be in that game or – I assume the wide receiver is not going to play, right?
Now, that is the report. He is not going to play, yes.
And you get the DB kicked off the team. So it's not a good situation here for TCU. And if you're a true contrarian, I think you're going to be on Carolina here because it's all doom and gloom. And nobody wants to be on the Bill Belichick side in this game, especially after TCU won 48-14 last year and all the negative reports about North Carolina's offseason. Tim, are you contrarian enough to take the points with the Tar Heels when we get to this first Saturday of the college football season? I do think this is a legit reason not to like TCU in this game.
I would not lay 7.5. I would say that.
The number might actually go higher, too.
I'm a bit tempted at the total. Yeah. Now, Bobby Petrino in as the offensive coordinator.
I like that.
They're going to be probably a little bit more aggressive. Billy Edwards Jr. is the starter. While I don't think he can throw the ball very well, he is athletic. He's coming off an ACL injury, though. It would be dog or pass. I'm not ready to play the dog here, Matt, but I am not laying 7.5. You know, I remember being out in Hawaii last year. You and I were watching the Ireland game, and you had the dog in Iowa State, and the dog was barking over in Ireland. In the rain last year against Kansas State, it would be dog or pass. You also have to note this. While there's intrigue about TCU at the quarterback position, it is an FCS transfer in Jaden Craig from Harvard. Right. So it's not a, you know, a G6 guy moving up. It's an FCS transfer. So his numbers were good. I believe he was offensive player of the year in the Ivy a year ago, but yeah. Very, very interested to see. Hey, Matt, speaking of week zero, do you know we're on the move? We said tropical storm be damned. We're headed out to the islands. Rainbow Authentics are taking us back to Hawaii, baby. Matt and I will be out there with a special edition of VSiN Primetime 6 days from now, Matt.
We're going to fly right into the eye of the storm.
We're gonna punch that storm right in the face. We're going to say, get out of our face here. We're going right to Honolulu. VSiN Primetime, we're doing a special college football preview. So next Wednesday night, the 26th, if you want college football, how about 4 hours of it for you on VSiN Primetime? And then Matt and I will have a special edition of the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. We'll preview all the Week Zero games in depth. So don't miss it out. VSiN Primetime in Paradise, live from Hawaii, Wednesday, August 26th at 7 p.m. right here on VSiN. Brought to you by our friends, Rainbow Authentics.
Looking forward to it. Last year, that was a really cool trip we took out there. We got to see a great game. Stanford taking down Hawaii 23-20 at the gun. And I thought those were some really good shows we did last year. Now, we don't have a football game this time. We got to practice. We're going to do the preseason. We're going to do the college football preview show from out there. And then we come back to Vegas. I'll be back here next Friday to do the show. You'll be doing your show Saturday morning. Then we head up to the Bay Area for Stanford, Hawaii, and the rematch in Palo Alto.
And looking at that total, sitting there at 49.5. I did bet under 49.5. Still out there at a number of shops, BetMGM, DraftKings, Circa down to 49. I anticipate it to be similar to what we saw, Matt, when we were out there in Honolulu a year ago. 23-20 was the final score. I think it's going to be a bit of a grinder, could be a little sloppy. You've got a first-time head coach in Tavita Pritchard. You've got an offense in Hawaii that has got some new weapons at wide receiver. Pafeli Ashlock dealing with an injury, unfortunately, so he is not going to be there. Jackson Harris, he's moved on to LSU. But Micah Alejado is back, and it's a great system. Started with June Jones. Now Timmy Chang has obviously adopted it, that run-and-shoot type of offense. So has this number, Matt, gravitated a little too high? There's sixes out there in the market. This thing opened up around 3, so it has been one-way traffic on the Stanford Cardinal. But it is a revenge game, and it's a game where you've got a coach making his first ever game as a head coach in Tavita Pritchard. And oh, by the way, week one, Stanford hosts Miami. So it's going to be a little bit of a different feel 6 days after they play this game.
Yeah, I don't have a bet on this game yet, and I'm not going to make a statement about it until you and I go to Hawaii's football practice next week. And we get a chance to talk to Timmy Chang a little bit more. Update on Yankees Orioles. How about this? Jazz Chisholm at the plate right now. Runners on the corners, two outs. Yankees are up 3-0. They scored the first run on a fielder's choice ground out. Ben Rice with a single. Ramos with a double off the right field wall. Yankees have a 3-0 lead. They've won 3 in a row and now have a 3-run lead.
Yeah, and the Orioles, who, when they went down to Tampa, were inching back into that wild card race. Not so much right now with the Yankees taking it to them in Baltimore.
Yankees minus 500 on the live line.
Some games earlier today of note. Matt was excited as we walked into the D at, or Bar Canada at the D. He looked up at the
Brewers
television screen and said, come on, Brewers, finish them off. And they did. The Brewers, a winner earlier today, 7-4. Brewers take 2 out of 3 from the Seattle Mariners, won 22-0. On Tuesday night. Of course, lose last night, but get back and take the series as they are now 79 and 49. Matt, coming up top of the hour, we'll get people ready for Raiders and Texans, our game of the night. Preseason week number 2 starts. Lots of Fernando Mendoza and Chuck Edel. Great preseason handicapper. He's going to give us his best bets for Raiders-Texans in 5 minutes.